I think that it's going to actually pass, and the result is going to be that the new constitution will be ratified by a broad referendum. I think this is the result of two things. One is the political repression that the military government has unleashed in Egypt so that most people who disagree with the government are not going to really come out in any great numbers because they're afraid of the political repercussions. And secondly, there is a general nationalist fervor that has gripped the country in support of the military.
The military-backed interim government has frozen the assets of the Muslim Brotherhood. Bank accounts, hospitals, and schools run by the Brotherhood are all closed. Could this lead many people to turn against the referendum, given that most poor people depend on some Muslim Brotherhood support?
Well, that's an excellent question. I think that since the banning of the welfare social services that Brotherhood has provided in Egypt, there isn't enough time for the repercussions of that to be felt. After all, this is a pretty recent development, and I think the effect of that ban has yet to be felt sociologically within the body politic.
Let's take a look at the draft document itself, the constitution itself. I mean, I've spoken to other people who feel it's representative of the Egyptian society.
What's interesting to me is two things. First of all, most of the provisions in the constitution are much the same as they were in 2012. Under the Morsi Brotherhood regime. There are very slight modifications that have been made in regards to religious freedom and who has the ability to interpret Islamic law to the extent that it prevails in Egyptian legislature. So those are very minor adjustments. What has changed, however, which is really dramatic, is the kinds of power that the military will now be able to enjoy as a result of this constitution.
On Saturday, General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said that he will run for president if the Egyptian people wanted him to.
I'm not surprised at all. I think it was in the card before. He has been really trying to consolidate his image. Part of that has meant that any criticism of Sisi or the military junta has been completely banned from the Egyptian media. So when you have a military leader who rises in this way, who actually bans all opposition TV channels and publications and news media, who absolutely prohibits any kind of criticism of both his public persona and the military of which he's a part, then it's not surprising that he would then want to contest elections. Now, what those elections will be, they're going to be an utter farce.